רב, אפשר לשאול שאלה?
Rav, can we ask a question? We hear a few from the special team of people who are in charge of the meals, a team who put all their hearts in the meals. And like Gershon said, we need to look at ourselves and just look at what's happening around us. And we wanted to ask you, Rav, how do you feel after this period of time where we didn't sit together in meals? How do you feel this special state of a meal? And how can we turn a meal to a Kabbalist meal and not just a food? Because now we have this energy because we didn't have meals for a while, but a week will go by and another week will go by. How can we not enter this normal phase or just this regular feeling? Rav, I think before every meal we need to give a goal, some kind of mission, some kind of nice wrapping or outline, and we all need to be in the same thought, a thought around this meal. The meal itself, it's very important. There's nothing greater than a meal, even though it looks simple. But if we connect to it, connection, it's very strong. It's so high, but we don't feel it yet. But Kabbalists tell us how much they gave meals importance and strength and force. So let's hope that we will receive from Yaniv the right quotes about meals. There's many. And let's learn how much it is important, the meal, what we can attain during the meal. And every bite we take. For Rabash it was very difficult. Before putting something in his mouth, he made such an effort, sometimes he couldn't bear it. It was difficult to watch him. I didn't understand much at the time. But we need to rise to such a degree and to make an effort, and then we will receive good lessons from it. So let's advance to it. Let's learn. We will make a meal as a workshop as a meal, and this will come. Maybe until Sukkot we could prepare ourselves, and then we will have meals in Sukkot holiday. We will have the right intention, and then we will feel how much the meal can be the strongest lesson and truest lesson of connection and reception.
L'chaim.
I heard you say many times about the meals in Rabash. At Rabash, when someone would talk, Rabash would raise his sight and look at him like he's going to burn him. So I wanted to know, how can we get closer to this atmosphere that you experienced with Rabash, the seriousness with how the students treat the meals for this connection action? Rav, it's difficult for us here to hold it because we have here also women and children. But truly, there was silence. You wouldn't hear anything. Each one would speak with himself only. And in this way, we would be in a meal. Connection. Connection above your plate. And the meals were very humble, were very simple. But they were very nutritious. I don't know how to say it. They would fill the people. When you exit a meal, you would have had a feeling that you received a good fulfillment that filled you up. But it depends on a person. Sometimes people were guests, just come over for a meal, and we couldn't. What could you demand from him? So sometimes they would speak, and we were gentle with them, because there are people that are used to talking. So let's learn. There's nothing greater from sitting together, eating together. We need to still learn. What does it mean to eat together? The fact that we're in one space doesn't mean anything. It's like a restaurant. The fact that we're in one table doesn't mean anything. The connection needs to be something in the air. It needs to be something where the air is thick. And the work is truly in chewing the material of creation, that we want to engulf it. We want to swallow this material, and we want to enter correction. The root is very high. There's nothing higher than a meal, than eating. It's a scrutiny. It's swallowing. It gives livelihood, gives life. We will learn together. There's no man or woman or a family that heard what you just said. And they're not yearning with all their heart that we will succeed in reaching this degree and to fulfill it and truly to exit this action with this spiritual fulfillment like you just described. And I want us to promise to you, all the men and women, that we are willing to do anything to reach this thing. And we want to go after your advice and to reach this special place. Rav, let's succeed together in a new year.